Lately, I've been feeling trapped.
Well, do you want to call this engagement party off, Dwayne? Maybe I should just call Mama right now.
Hello, lover.
Save the call.
Oh, Dwayne, you look so... Look at him, Whitley. Doesn't he grow more handsome by the minute?
Yes, he does change by every waking minute.
Now, let me see this ring. Yes! Oh. Oh, what a lovely little beginning, Dwayne.
Mama, Dwayne and I were on our way out. When you were coming in, we have to discuss...
No. Have you forgotten you are the guest of honor at an engagement party tomorrow?
Yes, we'll be there.
We have a million things we have to do. I have to get a dress. Your father's coming. I have nothing to wear. Dwayne, do be a dear. My luggage is outside on the curb. Would you bring it in, please? Thank you very much. Whitley!
I'm coming through 20 pounds of fresh catfish.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, your folks is here with much scrub for tomorrow night. You think Luther Vandross, Nell Carter, and Heavy D was coming to dinner?
Hey, Ron, I told Whitley about Lisa. Oh!
What is it?
You stupid, stupid!
Hello, son.
Hey, Pop! Where's Mom?
She's coming, but I got to warn you, Mm. It was a long ride from Brooklyn.
Chipmunk!
Where's my mama?
Oh, son. I don't mean to be negative now. I got this awful feeling about the stuff that's about to happen. Oh, yes, I do. Way deep, deep, deep down in my bones. You see, son, I had a dream.
Oh, come on, Adele, not again. You're not ready to toll the toll booth attendant. Spare the boy.
It was a beautiful day. And it was this big, fancy wedding reception in a garden. And then this garden was a chipmunk.
Oh, come on, come on. Is it the chipmunk stories?
If I'm lying, I'm flying, son. And Lord knows you don't see no wings, do you? Anyway.
Please, let's not have the extended version.
Would you just chill out, Woodchuck, and just let me tell my story? Well, the chipmunk was in the garden, and he was running and running around the buffet table, just running and running and running. And all of a sudden, the table crashed down, and the chipmunk, he tried to run. You know, he was a fast little critter. But you know what happened?
He got smushed.
Like a pancake. And I don't want to tell you what did it.
Oh, but you will.
The bride figurine. From the top of the cake. Well, that was my dream. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Yeah, for now.
Mom, admit it. You don't like Whitley, and you never have.
Honey, did I say anything about her?
Oh, come on.
I wasn't even thinking about her. She's a precious little thing. Oh, here, goodness. Eat your cobbling, stay regular for Mama. Yeah.
Mom, listen to
what?
Me. I'm engaged to Whitley, okay?
We'll see.
Please, look, come on. We got a lot of things to do today.
That's right. Get ready to meet Miss Thang Senior.
Why would you threaten to bust Dwayne about Lisa?
I didn't. He busted himself. Now, do you want Dwayne and Whitley to have a marriage based on a lie?
But that's the American way. What? Besides, when are you women gonna learn to let sleeping dogs lie?
When you dogs stop lying. What?
Whitley, the woman of the hour, the bride-to-be.
Evaporate, Ron.
Well, I see this is the happy corner. I'll just be leaving, and Kim, please don't wake the dog.
Kim, it's over.
What is?
My life, my relationship. Dwayne is seeing another woman. I said Dwayne, my Dwayne, is seeing another woman.
How do you know?
He told me.
Well, that's no reason to panic.
But what if she's prettier than me? What if she's taller, like her? or like that dumpling by the register. He always did like women with big old butts.
Whitley, infidelity isn't always about the other person. Maybe it's a sign that there's a problem in the relationship.
So you're saying there's something wrong with me?
No, I'm
you're
not
damn right
that.
There isn't. I'm classy, I'm generous, I'm kind, and many other things. I gave up the high life for that boy. He's lucky to have me.
I, I know he is, but he's been under a lot of pressure lately.
Oh, you act like I've just been sitting around painting my toenails, popping bonbons.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying...
He will never find anyone else like me, Kim. Never, ever. That bushwhacking swine. Probably has found someone better than me. A deep cut that can expound on the theory of relativity.
Come on, don't think about the other woman. Who is it really, the other woman?
What if it's her?
It's not her, okay?
How do you know? What?
These made up just to break the ice.
Aren't they fun?
Kiss me, I'm your in-law.
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening.
Oh, Maybelle, I feel as though I know you already.
It's Adele. Nice meeting you too.
Oh, forgive me. If the brain were made up of memory cells only, I would be brainless.
Like mother, like daughter, I see.
Mrs. Gilbert, it's a pleasure.
Oh, mon Dieu, Dwayne. You never told me you had such a charming, handsome, suave father.
Well, Whitley never warned me about you either. I must say, you...
No, you must say.
Well, I'm glad that we're all here. Here, we all are together.
Yeah, Whitley, s'il vous plaît, let's all come over here and put on our buttons.
Buttons?
Yes. I'll put on yours, Mr. Wayne.
Oh, well, thank you.
Kiss me. I'm your in-law.
Thank you.
Oh, put it on. It's fun.
I don't think so. We ain't related yet.
Oh, what surprise do you have for us in all these boxes?
The food, dear.
Yeah, we got a load of catfish in the car. Adele's gonna cook it over at the pit.
That is most unnecessary. I am having this affair catered by Carolyn Sidlow. Here is the menu, my dear.
Oh, I wanted to serve food that they didn't have to look up in a dictionary.
But I did not plan to serve dinner. After all, it's a cocktail party.
Child, folks always want to grub and look. I bought paper plates, too, the good kind.
See that? Well, Adelaide, let's not haggle over the menu. We have bigger fish to fry.
Mm-hmm, catfish.
Now, I intend to turn this entire lobby into the Garden of Eden.
You mean the chipmunk and Whitley are supposed to come out here naked?
That's a very creative idea, Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh.
The garden, I mean, yeah.
Thank you. Why don't you call me Marion? All my friends do.
Let's get started with the flower arrangements, thank you.
All right. I'll go get my flowers and my shears.
If you all will excuse me, please.
Whitley. Please. Forget everything I said earlier.
Forget?
Well, there are too many people here right now. I just want a chance to talk to you and we can work it all out, okay?
Come on, son, shake a leg. We gotta get this fish over to Mr. Gaines.
Here we are.
All right, ladies, we'll be right back. So have a nice, friendly time.
Nice and friendly, Ma.
Bye.
Daisies.
Yes, daisies.
Nice. Oh, Adele. Would you please very soon give me your guest list for the wedding? And when things are less hectic, you and I must discuss some very mundane details.
What mundane details?
Oh, you know, things like the prenuptial agreement.
Oh, that's right. My chipmunk will need one of those, won't he?
You are a guard.
I'm as serious as a heart attack.
But we would put a clause in there that will protect your Dwayne's beanbag chair.
Well, he might not have the money now, but he sure do have what it takes to make it. Now, your child?
Are you
insinuating
that my child lacks brain power?
Well, I don't see her name on any electrical inventions.
Madam, you go too far.
Who are you calling Madam, Mrs. Thang?
Whom are you calling Mrs. Thang?
You, that's whom.
room with your size 6 body and your size 6 brain to match?
Well, then you must be a genius.
You got that right. And I have someone coloring up to all of this genius every night. All you have is attitude. Acting like you're doing us a favor by marrying into our family. Give me a break, girl.
Well, I think we are doing you a favor.
Ooh, you better take that back. You don't want me to turn ugly in here now, do you?
That requires absolutely no effort on my part.
Ooh, I bet there are no mirrors left uncracked at your house.
Oh, Adele! That's a Casablanca lily. That's $20 a stem.
Oh, Marion, I'm so sorry. Now it's $10.
Just trying to decide where to hang the garland.
Dale, I think you've done enough decorating for the day.
I didn't do anything.
Say goodnight, Adele.
Good night.
Oh, good night, Elsie. Oh. That woman's personality is worse than her hairdo.
Mama, what did you say to her?
I didn't say anything. I broke my nail. You know, I don't think I could stand to be related to that woman.
Well, it's not your choice.
Well, then thank heavens I had the forethought to ask for a prenuptial agreement.
How could you?
What do you mean, how could I? Do you realize that in the beginning, your father promised me the moon? But in the end, it was the judge that gave it to me.
That's your life, Mama.
But, darling, it happens to the best of us. Believe me, you think you know them, and then you wake up one morning, you're lying next to a stranger, and you don't even know what you did wrong.
But did you have to cut down the woman's flowers?
Well, she was doing the same thing, but of course you didn't see her and her little puny behind, did you, Woodchuck?
Mom, please, I have to be related to this woman.
Not if I have anything to do with it, son.
Well, you don't. So for Dwayne's sake, you're gonna apologize.
It must be Ripple in that cup.
It's a struggle, son. Till death do you part. And we usually go first.
Pop, I don't know if I'm up to this challenge.
Do you have a case of cold feet?
They're frozen.
Well, that's normal. Terror is a big part of marriage.
Amen.
It seems like the closer we get to it, the more scared I get.
Join the club.
Join the club.
I had my doubts standing in the vestibule when they started playing that wedding march.
Now, I love Velma, but I'm not sure that I want to be married to her.
Hey, Pop, did you reach a point where you just knew it was right?
Yeah. When I saw her standing there in that white dress. And on our honeymoon. I haven't looked back since.
Yeah, but I'm still attracted to other women.
Hey, son, you're engaged. You ain't dead.
No, Dad, I'm really attracted.
You mean to somebody else?
Well, no, sort of. Maybe. It's...
Well, not either that is or that ain't.
I haven't done anything yet. I just met this woman who reminds me of the things I may be missing with Whitley.
Son, nobody is perfect. You just have to decide what things you can live with and what you can live without. Only you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think the only one of God's creatures meant to mate for life is the humpback whale. And even he don't look too happy.
Congratulations, Whitley.
Yeah, you must be so excited.
Yes, Miss Lena. Someday I wish you the same happiness I'm experiencing now.
Whitley, I'm sorry, we can't stay too long, but I just want you to know that your commitment is solid gold.
Shut up.
Sweetheart, don't you think you ought to just come up for air, huh?
Well, you know, honey, I am eating for two now.
Yeah, but two what?
Quickly.
How do I look?
Did Mrs. Wayne and her broom land yet?
Be nice, Mama. It's a party.
Do you think I should go in and change into the velvet?
Daddy, I think you look beautiful.
I did not dress for your father. Whitney, that woman's collard greens gave me a headache.
I'll get aspirin.
Thank you, darling.
Daddy!
Princess! Oh, you look beautiful.
And look. I'm so very happy, Daddy. So happy. Mother, you know Daddy.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Marion, you're as stunning as ever.
Where's your little bride?
Oh, Monica, she came down with a sudden case of the flu at the last moment.
What a shame, and you ran out of baby aspirin.
Marion, look, I came here for Whitley's sake. Let's not turn this into Beirut.
All right, let's not relive history. Oh, your distinguished in-laws have just arrived. I bet you're saying something wicked about us.
Unlike you.
Mother, I am begging you, please behave yourself.
Adele, I'm warning you. You mess up this party and you snore alone.
Oh, my goodness, mine eyes have seen the glory of two of the prettiest mothers this side of the Mason-Dixon.
Daddy, have you met Mrs. Wayne?
Ooh. Well, Mrs. Wayne, I am charmed.
Just call me Adele. All of my friends do. Whitley, dear, I see where you get your beauty from. Your father.
Woodson Wayne here. Adele's husband.
Mr. Wayne, you're so eloquent. Why don't you make the first toast?
Well, I'd be happy to. May I have your attention, please? I'd like to propose a toast to my future daughter-in-law.
I'd like to say something too, would ya?
No. Whitley, you're what every father dreams of for his son. Adele and I both wish you all the best.
I'd like to add to that. Chipmunk, You're my only child. And I know whatever you do in life, you'll do it well, because you're a good man, just like your daddy. And I love you very much.
Don't forget Whitley.
What?
Whitley!
Whitley, too.
Well, giving away a daughter is always a time of mixed emotions for a father. In fact, it's painful.
So is taking her.
But that pain is eased by the knowledge that my future son-in-law will love and protect my princess. And I know I speak for Marion, too, when I say, welcome to the family, Dwayne.
Thank you.
To Dwayne and Whitley.
Here, here.
Bunny, I don't know what to say.
Okay. It's so nice to look out and see all of you here tonight, all of the people that I love, and all the people that love me. And some of those who aren't quite sure how they feel about me. I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight, but I'm not gonna be getting married.
What? What did Whitley. She say?
Whitley, can we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about, Dwayne. There was a decision to be made, and you couldn't make it.
But I still love you. Oh. Whitley, sometimes I feel like this is going way too fast for me. But my father says everybody has doubts.
Doubts, Dwayne, not dates. I'm not enough for you.
No, that's not true. Sometimes you're too much.
I want to be your one and only, Dwayne. Are you ready for that?